Blog Talk Radio.
Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, look. Human life in a tight crunch, hypnotized 9-to-5 world. Yep, that's right, the paradigm sucks. Improvise, empathize, force. Break it down, check it out, look. Chant it down, check it out, look. Chant it down, make analysis. Chant it down, all the fallacies. Chant it down, you've been lied to. Chant it down, we see right.
Live from the Hawaiian Islands, it's Chant It Down Radio with your host Lumis of People Beyond.
Break it down, chant it down, book. 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 Break it down, chant it down, book.
Chant it down, 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 down. Welcome to Chant It Down Radio. Welcome to another episode of Chant It Down Radio. I'm your host, Lumis, and here coming live from the Hawaiian Islands once again and ready to give you episode 18. This is now episode 18 of Chant It Down Radio. And welcome. If you're a first-time listener, welcome to the show. And if you haven't ever, if you've been listening a lot, then welcome back, and welcome to the perspective we call the People Beyond Perspective. Yeah. Anyway, well, today's show is another roundtable chant down with our good friends of the show, Double A and Brother Frankie, and we're gonna do a little roundtable chant down, little discussion live. We do this periodically, as you may have noticed if you go through the archives. There's maybe about 4 or 5 shows with all of us on it, and we like to, you know, we're all good friends, and we all are like-minded, and we like to chant it down, and we go wherever it needs to go, go wherever the topics take us. This is a free show, just going with no strings attached, and this is also a call-in show, so if you would like to call into the show, this is 347-324-3342, and you'll get on Blog Talk Radio and just call in. If you're from out of the country, set up a Skype listener account, and I'll take you on. So, yeah, come on in. Come on the show, and we're here to chant it down with whoever would like to chant it down as well. So it is a call-in show, 347-324-3342. And we'll get you up on Chant It Down Radio. Also, the show now has been able to be uploaded on iTunes. So if you would like to get downloads of this show, whenever I broadcast, it'll automatically load onto your iTunes. What you got to do is you just got to set up a podcast. How you do that is I believe you submit a podcast on iTunes and you write in the web address http://www.blogtalkradio/lumis/podcast, and you spell Lumis L-U-E-M-A-S, and that will get you a ongoing downloads of the show, and you can catch up on the archives. A lot easier to listen that way than it is to probably Google it up and find episodes, and you know, maybe I don't know how hard it is to find the archives, but that makes it a little easier, and you can get you know, every time I broadcast, it'll just automatically go on your iTunes, and you can listen to it at your leisure. You can listen to it at work or on your way to work or on your way to your slave job or whatever you're doing. You know, it's nice supplemental if you enjoy the show. And in the last few shows, I have been covering the system tentacles. The system tentacles are a series of shows that I'm doing where we slowly unplug from the system. It basically, we're all caught up in this web of, if you can imagine, like tubes or feeding tubes or wires to us And so we slowly just pull off the system tentacles and one by one kind of figure out who we've been. So check out those episodes if you haven't yet. And keep on chanting it down. And that's what we do here is we chant it down. Is that right, Brother Double A Roots? Roots.
Am I loud and clear?
I can't hear you loud and clear. You're cutting out for some reason.
Am I loud and clear now?
You are clear, my friend.
Excellent, my friend. Oh, there's one more in the back.
Well, still a little fuzzy. I can't really hear you now that I think about it.
I hear you.
Let's see. Still pretty not so good.
All right. What's going on here?
I can hear you now. I don't know.
Oh, you can hear me now?
Yeah. I can hear you loud and clear,
really?
Broadcasting from the jungle.
Exactly. It's hard to get reception out here.
Yes,
very
it is.
So.
Well, how are you today, my friend?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you. Just chanting it down to the fullest degree, and it's a beautiful blue day here on Maui, and just rocking it, living it, loving it, doing what we do. Glad to be chanting it down with you upon this corporate holiday, Stu.
Yes. Not me and you and others. That's not how we do. Not
it
at all.
That is exactly not how we do, and how we do is a lot differently, and conscientiously and chanting against the line of us.
Uh-oh. Are we losing reception here? Are you there, Brother A?
Damn it.
Maybe you should chant this down.
I'll call you.
Yeah, call me back. See if we can get a better reception.
You know, I'm going to have to check.
Yeah, cell phones. Chant them down.
Chant them down. Chant them.
Give us another call. We'll get back on there for some reason. Yeah. Oh, yes, all this technology is supposed to be so efficient, supposed to be so amazing. We're supposed to be so entranced in this technological era. Oh, my God, my cell phone's so amazing. And yet this kind of stuff happens still. And it's all this that we put our trust in and our we just invest ourselves in this whole world that really can just collapse so easily, and it's so disposable, and it really is a joke, and that just shows you that it is a joke, and we all just need to laugh, you know. We can take it all serious, but really you just gotta laugh and have a good time and chant it down by laughing it down. I like to do that myself, and it makes it a little easier. And are we live? Chanting it down?
Yep, and actually mid chant right now.
Aha, mid chant. Nice.
Am I loud and clear now?
Loud and clear. Something wasn't letting us chant down, but we are able to get you on here. I can hear you clear.
Right on, brother. Right on. Well, Ruth, good to hear your voice, and glad to be here on Chant Down Radio today.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for appearing.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. So we're chanting down Thanksgiving. Even more so, I don't know, to me, like, Thanksgiving, the meaning is all gone. Just like Christmas, too. To me, that's how I view it. It's like people celebrate these holidays. They don't even know what they are, but they just do it because the corporate world says to do it. And what I even chant down harder than Thanksgiving itself is Black Friday. I realize that is the dumbest. Yes,
dumbest.
May we give a dial tone. Dumb.
Whoa!
You know.
Dumbest, dude. Like, oh, man.
Oh, the consumer madness. Ideals.
It's just begun. It's just begun.
I know.
And we're a day away from Thanksgiving. And everybody's like, you know, everybody comes up to me throughout the week. You know, I don't go out that much, but they're like, so what are you doing on Thanksgiving? And I'm like, I don't know, giving Thanksgiving every day. I don't know, it's different from Thanksgiving, but it's like everybody all of a sudden just, it's like almost like zombie walk. It's like a Groundhog Day, and it's like this zombie movie where everybody's all of a sudden like, Thanksgiving, like you know, what are you going to do for Thanksgiving? Are you going to be left out and not have anywhere to go and eat turkey and cranberry sauce like we do every single year for my whole life?
Yes, I know what you mean. I've been asked that so many times. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, why is it that we have that one day a year where we get together and have a feast, I mean, with our families? You know, why can't we always be getting together as communities and families and having
Thank
a
you.
Feast? What's the
Thank
deal
you.
With this day?
Thank you, every week. Yeah. And then, you know, what is there any root behind it at all, you know? Like, really,
okay, so where did it come from? It came from the Native Americans and the Pilgrims having a feast before war broke out. Is that right?
Isn't that funny? Like, oh, yeah, we don't know each other at all. You guys just came up on these big boats, but let's feast.
Yeah, let's have a feast together. I bet you guys know how to cook some good turkey. And here we have some great mashed potatoes. Got any sparkling cider? We'll just get together and we'll have a good time.
Have you ever heard of turkey?
You know, I one thing I think about Thanksgiving is like it's a good thing that families get together. That's the only thing that, and the same with Christmas, but why is it that one day we're programmed to get together, we get together, and you might not see these people for the rest of the year, you know, these people that may mean a lot to you, but the people just don't even, like, bother getting a hold of them the rest of the year. Oh, but it's Thanksgiving. Let's all get together and just for this one day that we're supposed to.
Truly that, it just shows... So, you know, how corporate rules, you know, families and just the masses in general by allowing these people to massively consume upon such a corporate day, feasting themselves. And, you know, and the funny thing is, the reflection is, it's like these people are people, you know, people that really usually celebrate Thanksgiving, getting their asses drunk and eating a whole bunch of food and gluttony. You know, they usually eat really, really well every single day. These are people that don't miss breakfast, lunch, or dinner. So it's funny that, you know, upon that day on that year that we just glutton out while there's other people that are, well, poor out there and have not had breakfast, lunch, or dinner, that have not had actually a meal for a while. And, you know, how about, like, instead of, like, wasting all this money on stupid turkeys and dinners, feasting and indulging ourselves in this Western stupid-ass corporate world that we live in, how about just send all that to a foreign country, brother? You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up.
I know. Send the love out instead of keep it in these selfish little families.
Send the love, send the turkeys, send the cranberry sauce, send that cream corn.
Yeah. We got many homeless on this island that would just love to feast, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, and if it's such a day of thanks and giving, well, to me, if you break it down, it's like, well, thanks and giving, well, I'm giving thanks. Well, we give thanks every day, so... Can't we, on one day, just one day, serve people that do not have? You know,
correct.
And that's why it's such a bullshit holiday to me, and it's such a gluttony and just America red, white, and blue, dumb to you. But, you know, it's just like, come on, wake up, people. Free it up.
Correct. Free it up. And like, okay, this is the start of the gluttony here. We're going to get real gluttonous, and then we're going to go with ourselves and buy all this worthless crap the very next day. Everybody gets up super early. Well, everybody that does that and gets these bargains, these deals and that they fill themselves with another type of gluttony, just going out there consuming and giving people these gifts that they probably don't use for the rest of the year, hardly, you know. I mean, some of them, but most of it is just, you know, it's just a waste of time and energy.
Assembled by slave labor in foreign countries, mostly products from China. Ooh, what's going on here? You know, and it was like, they roll out of bed the next morning, I'm stuffed still. you're stuffed, that's not a healthy thing at all by any means. You know what I'm saying?
yeah.
You know,
gluttonous.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But it's all fun, right? And if you chant it down, then you're a bad person. That's what people say, right? Because it's like, you know, it's like, oh, why can't you just have fun? Why can't you just have fun? You know, it's like, sorry, having fun is being real. And if we can have fun, then let's have fun and take this and give it to really need it. You know, it's just like Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween. All these holidays just don't make sense at all. Yeah.
No. People don't even know what they're doing. They're just doing the program.
Thank you, because it isn't. And what do they start? They start us off in elementary schools, you know, they start off on Valentine's Day, making little Valentine's and giving them to your Valentine's and stuff, and didn't get a Valentine. Oh, they should feel bad because they were left out a little. Who didn't get a turkey dinner? Oh, you got left out a little bit. Didn't get a Christmas present. Oh, a little bit.
Yes. And just like, I know. It's insane that people are so programmed into just doing these things, not even thinking, celebrating these holidays, not thinking like where they came from, what they mean, and why they're doing it. A lot of people, if someone else wasn't doing it, they wouldn't be doing it. Everybody just does what everybody else does.
Thank you. And that just shows the sheep people and the followers, you know, masses. It's like how easily they are, how easy they can just do whatever the masses do.
Right. And the television, you know, I've done a show of taking off the system tentacles one by one. Well, you know, it's a lot of work, but one show I did was on the media mind control. And, you know, when you unplug from all that they tell you, from the news to the TV programs to the movies to the magazines, all that stuff, then what are you? You know, what are you with all that, without all that? And I was, you know, it's like, what would people be without all that programming of the holidays? You know, what would they
Thank
really
you.
Be doing?
Thank you.
You know, I just like to take it back to that and just, you know, chant it down, a simple chant down.
What would they be?
What would they be? Well, they wouldn't be dressing how they dress. They wouldn't be thinking how they think.
Think about the alcohol consumption upon these holidays, too, you know? Fire water!
Oh, I just did, the last show I did was unplugging from alcohol genocide and wasteoid culture. That was my last show about how people just, I really was chanting it down. I was chanting it down how people are... Oh, one of the biggest chant downs I did was chanting down how people are programmed to go to the club, you know, the club, and go dress fancy, go out dancing, and get wasted, and just that's what a good time is to everybody because they've been told so through music and media and just the manipulation. And just the alcohol fits into every little celebration that there is, every excuse to drink it in all the faucets of our lives.
Yeah.
And just the dumbness it brings.
Mega dumbness. It creates mega dunks.
Right. It creates dysfunction and brainless activity. Numbness. Is that right, Brother Frankie?
Roots!
Welcome to Channel Down Radio.
Roots, brothers.
Well, how are you staying today?
Epic. How about you guys? Just giving thanks as normal, not waiting for tomorrow to give thanks, giving thanks every day.
Brother Ruth, man. Every day.
Right? And that's what I want to chant down is Thanksgiving. All this American Western culture that all of a sudden one day out of the whole entire year they decide to give thanks. How ass backwards is that, you know? It almost should be one day that maybe we don't give thanks, and every other day we should be giving thanks, you know? And then really the behind it all, too, it's like that's how many Indians do they murder and stuff, you know? I mean, it's hilarious, you know, these Western culture, Western lost culture, no culture.
That's the rudeness of their holidays at all. It's pretty rudy.
Right.
It's not rooted. Yeah, no, we're chanting it down. We're just chanting down Thanksgiving, and why not being thankful every day and give every day?
Ruth, exactly. That's it. You know, that's how I do, at least. You know. Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
The Western culture and society of nothing, of lostness. You know, I just got over watching like the two movies, at least, of The Matrix and stuff. And it's a trip. You know, it's such a matrix going on over here, and there's just so much stuff going on. It's insane. You know, and the more you journey with medicine, the more you definitely get to unplug and but then feel it and see it. It's a trip.
It's a trip, psychedelic kind.
Mm-hmm. It's very.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out I got my girlfriend's phone. I'm trying to figure out how to get this
on
the speaker.
It's all good. It's kind of choppy.
Gorgeous, so yeah. Give me a second here.
No worries. These phones are ridiculous. These cell phones.
While it's getting choppy, I can definitely say Scooby-Doo.
Oh, I gave a nice scuba-ity to somebody today. I was driving in traffic, and there's this lady in a Mercedes with her window down, and I could hear her yelling at the next car in front of her. She was all upset, and she just looked like she needed a scuba-ity. So I just put my head out the window, least expecting she would hear it from me, and I just went, "Scooby!" And she just looked over, and she got all scared looking, and then she didn't know what to do. It just froze her up in her whole.
Hey, Sam, do you know that's not even a fucking word, okay? Let's start off with that. Scooby-Doo is not even a fucking word, all right? And I scooby-dooed a fucking cop yesterday. So good.
Yeah.
The cop was sniffing when he got scooby-dooed, but I would recommend it to everybody. Scooby-Doo cops. We should make the national scooby-Doo big day. Yeah, scooby-dee's an awesome word. There's something, I'm sorry, it's not a word, but it's an awesome, whatever it is, and it's amazing because, I don't know, it's something about the vibration that comes off of that. People don't know what to say. They don't know if they get mad, they get sad, they get glad. They're just pretty baffled. It's all time. I love it. Thank you, Double A.
Thank you,
Double A.
Much love, my brothers. You know how we do. We like to make a little bit. Chant it down on multiple levels, and everybody's getting angry when you gotta make them like laugh or cry or say scabberty.
Yeah, maybe you should explain that a little bit so people understand what a scabberty is, because I don't know.
Scabberty. Hey.
Yeah, that's it.
Scabberty.
Some people get a full scabberty.
Exactly. Hey, just one second, all right?
All right.
Scabberty.
How you stay?
Good. Like I said, taking it all in, Every day is a journey. Every day is an adventure, And can go in all ways, It's just that with all the medicine journeys that I've been definitely on lately, it's been a trip, It's been just there's so much, I just believe there's so much simultaneously going on, and there's, we've been like kind of getting a little into like the aliens and stuff lately, that's what you want to call them, and it's just it's a trip, we get so caught in thinking that everything right here on this world is just, all here, and we forget about what's that maybe outside there, too, there's so much else going on, it's insane.
I know, there is so much going on, and when you lift your head up, see, I think what happens with a lot of people is, I was telling, I like to tell people positive things, too, and I love to be on positive vibes, and it's all good. But at the same time, when you lift your head up out of the sand right now and look and be aware, we're not in a good place. And it's not that we're negative for staying it. It's that's where humanity's painted themselves in this little corner, and it's not anybody's – it is all people's faults for continuing the program, but it's like I just feel very much like, people need to also know the negative, embrace that as well, just because – that's the position we're in right now. It's not. If we were to be aware, in the old days, people were living in tribes and or in communal living. It wasn't that bad.
No, and, you know, I feel like it is what it is. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
If people want a negative connotation on what the truth is, that's your trip. You know what I mean? That's your illusion. That's your perception on it. You know what I mean? But this is the truth. And for me, and I think you, and I think AA, it's all about the truth. That's what Chinatown Radio is, you know, pointing out the dumb and then bringing up the truth. You know what I mean? And, the reality of the truth hurts. You know what I mean? It hurts me. It hurts. And it hurts AA, and it hurts everybody, you know what I mean? And it's something that we're all collectively trying to kind of swallow right now, you know what I mean? Everybody's getting a big dose of it. That's what I feel like right now, you know, on some level, and everybody's kind of trying to swallow that a little bit, you know, and it's a lot to take, you know, to think that you've been lied to and cheated, and everything that you've basically been told from history is all bullshit, you know what I mean? It's all lies. Maybe there is some truth to it, you know, so it's a tough pill to swallow, but I love when people put that, you're a negative person, or that connotation on it. It's like, you know what, you're the negative person, you're the one that's putting that to it, you know what I mean? I'm just shining light on the truth, and there's solutions to what we can do, you know what I mean? And to me, they're really the solution to start with you, your own self. We can't control the Illuminati, we can't control, you know, Bill Gates, we can't control all these things, you know what I mean? All we can do right now is take care of ourselves, you know what I mean? There's so much for us to work on, all of us as individuals, because the big problem that's going on is, you know, it's in every one of us, too, you know what I mean? And until we stop trying to, you know, focus on everything outside and just focus on our own self, we're going to be completely doing the same donuts, you know what I mean? And I feel it so much in my own life, too, you know what I mean? It's such a, you know, true thing. So it's definitely a major journey that humankind, you know, is going on this planet right now, no doubt about it. You know, it's a full psychedelic journey, you know, and for us that know how to kind of weave through that and, you know, be just a part of it and be one with it and just not get too caught up in it, you know, it's all right. You know, it's not all that bad.
Correct. I agree. Roots.
And that's why all we can do, you know. And I'm glad you brought up that point, because sometimes people are like, oh, you know, you're so negative, or you're so, you know, it's like, you're so fucking blind and dumb, you know what I mean? Sorry, I don't mean to, like, you know, put that back at you, but come on, you know, wake up. It's like, and see, it's pretty much right there in the front of your face, you know what I mean? And, you know, so it's not about being negative, it's about shining light on the truth, and then, you know, collectively all working together, you know?
Yeah, no, I think some people know it, need a slap in the face with reality, like like you said, or some people just need a little bit of like, hey, check this out, and you kind of get them addicted to peeling off the layers, like, oh, they get them curious. But some people, they're not even close to that, so they need like a slap of face in the reality of truth, and that's okay. This kind of everybody needs sort of you kind of can feel who needs what, if you know what I'm saying.
I like how you said the layers. Go ahead,
Double A. What did you say?
I like how you say, like, he said, talking about the layers, you know, because I just was thinking about that earlier, and like, but I feel like, you know, we've been so. Like, all of us now, humankind on this planet, there's so much layers to unravel, you know what I mean? It's a full journey everybody is on, you know what I mean? To really, you know, and it can be a tough one sometimes, you know what I mean? But to really uncover those layers, because I feel like the layers go so deep now, you know, and that's why it's funny you brought that up, you know?
Yeah, the layers go so deep.
You know, and so much for people to untap of themselves and just to break out, you know, like the layer, you know what I mean? Like, to... the layers of the onion peel just go forever on them.
Right, and we're still shedding them too, you know. We have a lot of programming from, you know, even though I'd say we're pretty awake and aware and all, we still shed our layers, and I think, like, our egos and our I don't know, it's like...
Constantly.
Constantly.
Right. And that's the journey right there, is just continuing and not... and just seeing what it is, because we're all going to fuck up. I'm the furthest thing from perfect, the furthest thing from it, you know what I mean? But I do try to at least, you know, do what is right in my heart and be a good person and come from love, you know what I mean? And I fail, you know, but it's about just getting back up and keep going, you know what I mean? It's so easy to go, oh, I failed, I'm a fuck up, I'm done, you know what I mean? It's like, no, you know, put your head back up and just go, you know what I mean? Move forward and do what you know is right.
Well, I'm perfect, and I know everything, and basically,
oh, you're
I don't know
I'm
what you guys
perfect.
Are talking about.
Wow.
You know, well, that's what Bobby Law wants, is Bobby Law wants a perfect person, you know what I mean? Like, somebody just conforms to all the rules, does everything perfectly, you know what I mean? That, to me, is a perfect person, you know? The perfect person is the one who completely conforms. I mean, we're not. We're completely out of the box.
Yep.
That's correct. And we were the ones that were chanting it down in school too. We were like, no, this isn't how we do. This isn't the way things are. How can you guys tell us that this is everything there is to know in life? And you know, we were the fuck ups. We were the ones that were bad kids, quote unquote bad, because we weren't conforming. So no, we're not perfect, but that's good.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, and it's so funny with, you know, having kids coming up and stuff and wanting to, you know, thinking about like the whole school system and stuff like that. It's just like, it's not even that, like, not even an option to me.
No, it shouldn't be an option, but it's like they don't leave you with much else as far as options go. They basically give you such a hard time, the system, if you don't put kids in school or conform to their ways in any way. They send someone out. It's crazy. Crazy stuff.
No, it is. It's a full mafia style, you know what I mean? Like the whole, you know, you don't want to do it our way, we'll force you to do it our way, you know?
And that's violence. This is a system made. Yeah. I think we lost AA. Oh, we did. We did. He dropped. He'll be back.
Nice.
I don't think his connection was very good all day. We'll get him back here.
Nice. No worries.
But yeah,
exactly. Well, I think it's funny how you talked about how they'll label you as like bad kids, you know, because my whole school experience and shit like that was fully that way, you know what I mean? Where they tried to get me on Ritalin in second grade, you know what I mean? My parents were like, oh, just kind of like, okay, the doctor knows best, you know what I mean? And got me on it. And then for 2 weeks, my mom said that I just purely turned in the devil. And she said, yeah, I was like, I definitely, because I was always a super just hyper kid. Like, I loved going out climbing trees, just being outside, playing, running, laughing, you know, and they saw it at a young age, yeah, and, you know, with the Ritalin, it would, like, you know, make me just basically be, like, numb, you know what I mean? And, like, my mom just said that I just had this, like, devil vibe whenever I was on it, you know, it was super gnarly. And so after, like, 2 weeks, you know, they took me off of it and stuff, and that was second grade, you know, and it's just so funny how at such a young age, bro, they're hitting you up. I mean, Ritalin, this stuff has got heavy drugs in it, you know? And they're hitting, you know, second grade kids up with that, you know, even earlier probably now, you know what I mean? And it's, like, it's insane. I know even older people that are on it, you know, like people that are like 30, 40 years old. It's insane, you know, Ritalin, and just, it's insane the ways they'll get you to conform, you know, it's just like, it's a very ruthless system.
Yeah, they want to take the child play out of you. They want to take they want to take your innocence and your imagination away as early as possible, because it actually takes an imagination to see outside the system. It actually takes an imagination to go, oh, I can imagine a world different than this one they're trying to throw at us. So they don't want our minds to drift. And I think that's why I was saying on the last show, I don't think that's why they want marijuana legal, because if they want a ganja legal, ganja actually promotes contemplative thought. If it promotes us to ask questions and see outside of the system. So I think that's the number one reason that they want alcohol in every corner of the world and not ganja, which actually helps people to see outside.
Hear this side of it, Sam, I feel like they've, just like they genetically modified soy and they genetically modified a lot of things, I believe that they've been working around the clock, and they probably already have genetically modified marijuana, and they're fucking with it, you know what I mean? They've learned how to fuck. It's so sad, you know what I mean? But I truly believe that, and I know that if it does become legal, of course it's going to be, you know, you think about it, really, all these people are growing hydroponically, and I mean, even the people, all this indoor stuff, I mean, that to me is not medicine, you know what I mean? It's like outdoor, herb is meant to be grown outdoors, herb is meant to be grown in the full sun, herb is meant to be nurtured, I mean, you know, that's medicine, you know what I mean? So I feel like that, yes, you get medicine, you get, you know, that stuff, that is completely uplifting, that is completely not what the system wants, that's very psychedelic in its own matter, it's very calming, you know what I mean? But when you start getting this other herb that's the indoor, and it's not touched by the sun, and it's, you know, we use the harsh chemicals, and then you think about all the harsh chemicals these people are using, you know, and what they're supporting and stuff, you know, so, and then you think at the end of the day, that's not medicine at all, you know, and I know a handful of people now that are, I swear to God, that I used to respect before, you know, and now they're just smoking all this stuff, and I swear, they're kind of like a little looped, you know, they're just, I don't know, man, and I believe that the government, you know, kind of feels that, like, hey, you know what, well, fuck it, everybody kind of wants this to go, you know what, here we go, we're going to get it, and we're going to
because the thing is, like, Coca-Cola, or, I think it's Coca-Cola, but anyways, it's one of these huge corporations has a patent on, you know, the first marijuana cigarette when it becomes legal. You know, so they've known all along, you know. I think they're just waiting for the right time for them, because you got to understand, it's kind of like the deception thing, too, you know what I mean? Like, oh, we'll let it go, yeah, whatever, okay, we'll let it go legal, the people are going to just be like, think that we're, you know what I mean? Like, they're always trying to play two different sides, but I don't know, I do feel like nowadays there's not much medicine out there. There is a lot of, you know, marijuana, if you want to call it, but the true, fiery, you know, medicine, yeah, it's hard to find, you know what I mean? And there's definitely the Rudy brothers out there that are holding it down and they're growing medicine and roots to them, you know what I mean? Thank you. And there's also the whole flip side of it, the bunch of kooks that are fucking doing full hydroponic, you know what I mean, gnarly, gnarly shit, even the soil guys, you know, and just feeding with all chemicals, and it's like, what are these guys supporting, and how much they waste, and how much they, you know, it's insane, man. You know, I gotta say, if there's one thing that you want to chant down, it's just the mass production of marijuana. It's no good. Anytime you mass produce anything, it's no good, you know what I mean? You guys want to chant down the monocropping of fucking corn, look at your house. Your house is monocropped. You know what I mean? Like, come on, it's like, you know, so it's just like, that's the one thing, that's for me, is like, if you're going to, you know, chant it down, you got to be able to make sure you chant your own shit down first, too, you know, and, you know, so I don't know, I feel like with the herbalist, you know, that's the one thing, is that's not an herbalist, you know what I mean? An herbalist is somebody whose roots, who grows, you know, under the full sun. That's, herbs are meant to grow under the full sun, you know what I mean? Not indoors, not fucking hydroponically, not, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I think you feel me on that one, too, you know? Yeah.
For sure, I do. I absolutely do. And I've thought about, I thought about, double A.
Hey, you know what? In Colorado, and, for sure in Colorado, before they, you know, when they had the legalization on the ballot, all the main, you know, fucking crooks in Wall Street were all going into Colorado, and they're, you know, setting up huge warehouses, getting everything completely ready. You know, through, because they basically, you know, Wall Street, whatever they want to happen is going to happen, you know what I mean? So they knew it was going to be legal because they're the ones that are pushing it anyways, because they know they can make money off it now. So honestly, right, in Colorado, all the hugest grow-offs out there are all fucking Wall Street owned, you know what I mean? Like, these guys have learned how to make money off it, pal, you know? So it's, I don't know, man. I think, let's just decriminalize herbs. Decriminalize it, you know what I mean? It should just be nothing, the lowest priority on the cops list at all, you know what I mean? If somebody has 100 pounds of fucking, okay, now you're, you know what I mean? But anything, you know, it's like, really make it the lowest possible thing out there, you know what I mean? Because I feel like,
I don't know.
You legalize it, you let corporate America in, you make it completely black market, you let the fucking lazy fucks who can just, you know, blow up their whole house and make all this money off of not herb, you know? So it's a trippy, I don't know, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, maybe stuff's going to get worse. It already is, you know, the system. And, you know, Obama or whoever's the leader or whatever, they're reserving that, let's legalize marijuana and to be that deception that, like, hey, we're so great. Look what we're doing. We're going to legalize marijuana. Yeah, he's the man. He's going to do that. You know, at a time when people are going to, you know, things are getting worse. So here, let's do that for you. And here's this genetically modified marijuana. And, you know, they're going to do it their way. They're not going to do it our way. Yeah. And yeah, no, I agree with you. You're saying about the whole medicine. Like, yeah, most people aren't growing it as medicine. It's just all grown for mass production. And that's how our food is grown and mass produced, and that's why our food is crap. And we chant that down on this show. I did a whole chant down show on food and taking out the ingredients that are nasty, and that was a lot of work and a lot of research just to kind of go through, like, what actually is in a lot of these things, and it's just, it's gnarly, and a lot of it's done for partly because it's cheap, but then the other aspect is they throw in stuff like to mess with our minds and make us dull and docile, so that it's like twofold or more, where they'll tell the manufacturers, aspartame is cheap and it works really well, yet also it works in our brains and it burns us out, and it's neurotoxin. So it's so interesting. You know, anytime they mass produce something, there's so much that goes into it that is just it's all corrupt.
Well, that's what I feel too, is that these days, you know, America and Germany, even, you know, World War I and World War II, they're all they're real into, like, scientists and doing all this undercover study, and one of the main things they were real into was, like, studying the brain, you know, and seeing how, what reactions if you get out of certain things and doing all this stuff. So they, you understand, like, these people have been studying the brain for about, you know, quite some time now, you know what I mean, with all this neurological shit and seeing, and that's how they, you know how to manipulate the food. So when you eat certain things, it triggers certain parts in your brain that tweak, you know what I mean, and it fucks it up, but it also makes it want more and more of that, you know what I mean, kind of the same theory as drugs, you know what I mean, and stuff. So these guys have, I mean, this is a mass manipulation of what they've done with food. They haven't been doing this in the last 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, you know, it's been going on for quite some time now, you know, and, it's definitely, yeah, it's extremely scary, if you want to say, for sure, what these guys have done and where we're at now in the year 2013, you know what I mean? You think about what they're doing now, you know what I mean? Like, come on, we think, you know, it's like, they're so far ahead of, like, the things we probably can't even ponder, some of the things that these scientists are fucking with and what they're doing. It's sad to say, but it's the truth, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. It's unbelievable.
Right. Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, what came to me a little bit just a second ago, too, is how Bob Marley's one song, you know, is the I-N-I-I-D-Rude. And in the one part of the song, you know, he says they need their dry wood to cook their raw food. You know what I mean? Why do I look at them, you know? And it's just like, it's so true. Like, you know, we're meant to just be, you know, not really, even like meat, you know, even we do come from eating meat too sometimes, but it was basically raw that we would eat it. You know, that's why we had, what is it, our abdomen or whatever, you know? And,
yeah.
You know, so the food, the, just even the fire part of it, like our food, where we've made this simple thing where you just grow your own gardens and then, you know, kill an animal that's running around in your backyard, you know, in the bushes or something like that, you know what I mean? Because there's an abundance everywhere, you know what I mean? To now where we think we need it mass produced and we think we need to go to the stores and we think all that's so much more convenient than, to me, it's like what people had 200-300 years ago was so much more convenient than what it is now. But we think that, you know, it's so funny. It's just, it all comes back to the illusion, you know what I mean? And that's why I think what I was thinking about earlier, too, when we were talking about the rhythm and that stuff, is I feel like what they want to do with kids at a young age is they want to just basically exactly shut down their imagination and just completely shut that off and give them, like, this blank room of thought. And then that's when they come in, the history and all this shit, and re-put all their own imagination, if you want to call it, and all their little movies right back into the kids' heads, and they reprogram them, boom, right there when they're super young, you know what I mean? It's like a full reboot of the mind, if you, you know what I mean, if you know what I, you know what I'm saying, at a young age too. And it's heavy, you know, because I have
that's why it's so hard to wake up our fellow brothers and sisters, because they're so programmed from such an early age that they're like almost like unbreakable. It's hard to break their programming because it's been so drilled in them for repetition
right.
of all this, you know, this is how it is, this is how it is, this is how it is. No question this. No, this is the path right here. This is where we want you. Yeah.
And if you do question it, we'll fuck you up, or we'll, you know what I mean, we'll put you in ISS, or, you know, in school, but we'll suspend you, you know what I mean, or whatever, we'll bring the cops, you know, I remember at our school, they started bringing, like, a cop or two there just to kind of, like, really flex the power, like, oh, there's a cop on campus, you know what I mean? Like, God, you know, like, I hear nowadays they bring the fucking drug-sniffing dogs to school, you know? It's like, oh, my God, you know? I mean, don't get me wrong, there's some of these next-generation kids that are coming up that are pretty lost, but you can't blame them, it's the system, you know what I mean? So, it continually just hard kids, you know, they're really getting it all, man. But I also believe that they're also going to be the strongest ones, though, too, you know what I mean? And they will wake up. I believe that consciousness is collective, and we're all waking up, and that's why it's a tough time right now. It's, you know, it's really, it's a trip, and I can feel that, you know. I'm, like, again, I'm the furthest thing from perfect. I can sit here and chant it all down, but I got my own shit, too, you know what I mean? At least I'm clear of what I know what my shit is, you know what I mean, and how I, you know, I just need to go about taking care of that, you know what I mean, and just being a righteous, loving, honest person all the way around, you know?
Right, yeah, we...
It's a journey for all of us.
I think one of the positive things we can do is empower other people and just show them, you know, wherever you go, empower people and show them, you know, this universal love and truth and just give them it all. And a lot of people don't know to do all that at once. And get, so it's like a unfolding, it unfolds on other people and it rubs off on them, I guess I'm trying to say. And,
Totally.
Double
well,
A
I believe
is back online. Roots? No? Hello?
Well, Tom, I believe that just even like having these conversations right here and stuff like that too, this is already instigating people somewhere else that aren't awake that are kind of like just by us talking, because I believe that we're all connected, we're all one, you know what I mean? By us just raising our vibrations and talking about these things and getting the truth out, I believe that it just, it'll just hit people, you know what I mean? Because it was kind of like that for me too, you know what I mean? I was a product of the system. I was on Ritalin, you know what I mean? In second grade,
luckily
got me off of it and stuff, you know, but I was eating McDonald's. I was doing the whole thing. I was watching the NFL football, and I was into all the sports teams, and I was into it all, you know what I mean? Like, I just got so consumed by it all, you know what I mean? It was just unhealthy, fat, unhappy, you know what I mean? And luckily, at like 18, kind of just started seeing it all. I mean, of course, in school, I was always kind of just questioning it all, but still, I was a part of it. I was loving it, you know what I mean? And yeah, we were getting hiring and whatever, but you know, we were just eating full Babylon food. And you think about what they're feeding you at school, too, just gnarly shit, you know, so.
Oh, yeah. I did it, too. I remember when I was 16, me and my friends thought it would be awesome one day to get a Lexus. And, you know, like, you notice the dumb things. Yeah, sports, just what I was into then. And I was consumed by it all once, too. So it's not like, and I ate horrible food, you know, growing up poor, eating fast food and just whatever, and yeah, well, we did it, and we turned out all right. So, you know, it can be done to anybody. I think. I wonder sometimes. I did a show on the haves and the have-nots, and I have noticed that the more people are, the wealthier families and the people that come from those families chin it down less because their parents train them to invest more within the system because that's what they did. And so I'm thinking it's almost easier for poor people to wake up than it is for a lot of these wealthier people, because it's like there's a level they don't chant down to, I've noticed, where I think that if you've been more desperate and more at the end of it all, like with money and, you know, barely making it, it's a humbling. I think there's a chant down in that too, where people need to be humbled, and there's a level in the more wealthier types that it's harder to chant down like that. Have you ever noticed that yourself?
Yeah, you know, I almost feel like that the richer they are, the more they straight up truthfully know, but the more that they're going to protect it, because that's what they make their living in, and that's their money, everything, you know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
I believe that's why it's so manipulative, because the guys, and I'm talking like the top tier guys for sure, you know what I mean, like way up there, because you're, you know,
yeah.
Regular just manager of a corporation, like he doesn't really know, you know what I mean, but he's making a good cut, and he's gonna stand by that, he's gonna die by it. That's how he pays for his family, that's how he gets his 2 week vacation out to Hawaii every week, you know what I mean, or every year and stuff like that, you know. So of course at some level these guys are gonna they're gonna back it, they're gonna fucking, you know what I mean, but I feel like more of the people that are completely born into money, and there's just generations and generations and generations of money, yeah, they're definitely the law
for right now.
Come, but
to spell by
they're
name,
definitely
press 2. To leave a message, press 0.
Monsanto General Mailbox
is unavailable. Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Chant it down.
Happy Thanksgiving, Monsanto. Hope you enjoy terrorizing and poisoning and destroying Maui. Hope you can sit and eat your meal of Thanksgiving around your family and look everybody deeply into the eyes and really appreciate yourself, because I think that'd be a pretty hard thing to do. And I hope you enjoy your sleepless night. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Wait a minute.
And,
chant you
down,
Monsanto. Shame on you. Shame on you.
I really want a double-sized turkey, one of those genetically modified turkeys, you know, so I can feed my whole family a bigger one. Can you make me a bigger meal? Oh, we've lost Monsanto. They didn't like that very much.
I don't know. I think if we continue to do them, they might like them.
Yeah, they might like us. I mean, they got to chant it down, too. I mean, the workers that work there, it's just a paycheck. How many paychecks are they away from being homeless? Yeah, and like, I mean, is it really worth, you know, sticking up for Monsanto and their evil deeds? Monsatan, excuse me.
Right, yeah. Well, again, you know, everybody's so downpressed nowadays that, you know, they're going to do anything to back the money. That's what the people don't get that. Everybody's so stuck in this world of, like, having to go to the grocery stores and the supermarkets or whatever you want to call it to get their food, and they lost the connection that food comes from the land. You know what I mean? That's where I think really the biggest connection lost right there, because if people truly understood that fully and wholly, then we would all be taking care of the land. You know what I mean? Because that is the true giver to us in this lifetime right here. You know what I mean? And we become so disconnected from that, thinking that food comes from the stores. Like, you know, come on, you know, and being so dependent on these Monsanto and these other corporations to provide our, you know, healthy food. Like, you know, come on, grow in your own backyard, you know.
Or you know what even just happened to me last weekend is I went for an epic hike up in the mountains, and we have, you know, really went farther back than we should have, because the way out is always hard, and realized how little water we had left. And just to go into that scarcity feeling of water, it makes you appreciate water more. And the same with food. Like, you know, you don't have it, and then you start to really appreciate where it comes from, and you know, this abundance of water. Like, you know, if you just think, you know, if there wasn't this running water, what would these people do? They don't know how to gather water. And I was just thinking about that little thought out way out there, deep up on the mountain, going, wow, you know, this is really the lifeblood right here. And going to the store and getting your things disconnects us to what is the lifeblood of the planet.
Right. Well, we're so blessed too here on Maui that we got beautiful El Valley that has a spring that you can, you know, basically turn a faucet on. It's, you know, spring fed. And you talk about water and the lifeblood, it's so true. But then you talk about going to the store and getting in a plastic bottle that's been leached with contaminants, and that water has no structure and no life to it at all. You know what I mean? It's got chemicals basically inside of it, compared to, you know, going up the El Valley and getting it from a spring, or getting it from a spring anywhere else, you know what I mean, around the world. Because springs are the healthiest water. There's so much genetics, I believe, that, you know, like water, and we've known this, you know, there's been studies on where water carries energy, water carries memory, you know. So you're getting this dead, gnarly water in a bottle from the store that's been passed through car, container, you know what I mean? It's like, come on, think about the energy that's put in that, you know what I mean? And, you know?
Yeah, it's actually too safe. It's too sanitary to where, like, there's no minerals or in it or anything.
Nothing. It's dead. Completely dead water. Again, what it's got probably is it's got some chemicals, because if it's in a plastic bottle, there's all kinds of contaminants that are leaching into that water. I don't care what anybody thinks, you know? That's the truth, and it's been tested, you know? And, yeah, you know, so if you're drinking a plastic bottle from the store of water, you know, it's like, yeah, you're missing it right there. You know what I mean? And I think that's, you talk about how we're losing our connection and being unprogrammed. And I think, yeah, water, like you say, is the lifeblood. That's the, you know, and if we're not getting good rootsy stuff, which probably 90% of the people in the world aren't, you know what I mean? That's going to be a big problem right there.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's in a contributing factor to the fact that I was thinking, like, well, I did on the last show, I was thinking, well, okay, we use 10% of our brains. Of that 10%, we use just mostly the left brain, because that's how they structure us in society. And we use like a little bit of our DNA, like 3%, and we are nutrition starved, and we're walking around like, you know, programmed and disconnected from nature, and the list goes on, all the electronics and stuff that mess with us. And so here we are walking around disjointed half humans, you know, not even half humans. We're walking around basically
lifeless.
Brainless. Yeah, lifeless. Thank you.
Monolith, you know, no fauna at all. You know, people are completely robotic now. It's fully, you know, you can see it. They're the sheeple people. They just completely conform. They don't even, you know, at one point it was crazy because my mom even told me this. She's like, you know, I'm so glad for the smartphone because I don't even got to think anymore, you know, and that's where people are at. They don't want to think anymore. They don't care, you know. It's just like they give up. They've tapped out. They're psyched on having their Big Mac and watching their fucking NFL team get whooped, you know, and, like, just completely buying into the full illusion, you know what I mean? And I believe that those people out are going to have a rough road. You know, for us, people that are conscious and are awake, you know what I mean? It's going to be definitely an interesting journey in a row, but it's going to be a lot more fulfilling, you know what I mean, wholeheartedly, you know, because those people go, you know, go through their lives lifeless, and that, I mean, blind and deaf and dumb, basically, you know what I mean?
And they've never taken a journey in their lives. Most of them
right.
have never taken, of course, the psychedelic journey is pretty rare and scarce, but even just a journey, like never gone outside of their life and thought about, like, what they're doing. And that's
right.
that's sad. It's sad, you know, and that is the truth, and maybe that is negative, but it's looking at the negative and positively saying, hey, man, you guys can do this instead of stay in that. But, you know, it's up to the person, too, I suppose.
Right. What you're saying is the truth. People are so disconnected, and the reality of that is that fucking reconnect yourself, you know what I mean? Especially in Hawaii where there's so many, go hike up a valley, go sit on the beach, you know what I mean? But take your fucking shoes off and really connect yourself, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, you hippie, you walk barefoot. No, yeah, you put your feet directly in the land, and you fully are connecting with the land. Like, come on, you know, wake up, people, you know what I mean? Most people, I don't, and, you know, especially in the mainland, don't even take off their fucking shoes, you know? So it's like,
no.
you know, they're... Get connected. Just like your cell phone. When it dies, you got to plug it back into the fucking wall for it to charge up. It doesn't just charge back up. We're the same way. You know what I mean? We're disconnected, and we need to be charged back up by Mother Nature, not charged back up by the system, you know, and Red Bulls and all that, and coffee, and, you know, and sodas. And, you know, that's how people charge up. You know, us people, we go up and do these journeys and do these, you know, adventures, and that charges you up for weeks, you know?
Just to know that we need that is important, and a lot of people don't know that we need that. That's a great analogy you're talking about, like plugging in like a cell phone dies. I mean, yeah, same thing. You know, we don't understand that we need, I mean, a lot of people don't understand that they need to get plugged into nature and to get their vitality back. They never even understand that they need to do that. So they're walking around totally out of their natural state, possibly their whole lives. And that's why they're doing what they do and doing how they do and not expanding their consciousness. And that's
right.
a trip. That's insane.
Trip.
So that's why I always on this show, like, my number one solution is the journey, to get out and you know, the many different types of journeys that there are, but just to fully experience life and be alive. And, you know, and get connected to the earth and eat the foods that you need to eat and drink the drinks, the water and the juices that we need our body to rejuvenate, you know, to get back to that so we know that we're actually, you know, human again. And that's maybe in one way a quick synopsis of the show. Just, you know, that's what I'm here for. And of course, to chant it down. Which, by the way, I would like to throw out real quick here the number. If anybody's out there listening, the call-in number 347-324-3342. Come and join Chant It Down Radio. AA has dropped. He's sent some yard work in his area that's making too loud to do the show at the moment. But he'll be back. He'll be back in spontaneous ways.
I think the medicine journey is the most important thing. I think beyond just a straight journey, we just talked about earlier how the layers are so deep and they go so thick, you know. You know, I think really to just unshed a lot of layers is you indulge in the medicine, you know what I mean, the psychedelics, and go there and go deep in adventure and go there deep in your own self, too, you know what I mean? And that's really, to me, is truly, yeah, the only way that you're going to really break out of this. If not, you know, there might be a very select few that can do it, fully not, you know, but I don't see it any other way, you know what I mean? The medicine journey is the most important, and it's not a one-time thing, it's a ritual, you know what I mean? It becomes like a monthly thing where you're doing these, you know, journeys and stuff like that, and really just adventuring with yourself and with other people and with the land more than anything, you know, and really just regaining that connection, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And just getting, like, that's what saved people like you and I. We were just talking about how caught up we were at one time. I mean, that actually is what saved me and helped unravel my layers is psychedelics, taking the psychedelic journey and expanding consciousness and looking at life. Or I might still want that Lexus. I might still want to eat fast food, and you might still want to go watch a sports game and indulge and drink beer and whatever, you know? But we did that journey, and that's how we are here today on Chant It Down Radio.
Right. No, I will say that is my biggest contributing factor to fully waking up was going on a full, you know, psychedelic mushroom adventure, you know, and really just experiencing with that. And it was, yeah, it was amazing. I remember before I did it, you know, there was so much that went around, like, oh, whatever, you know, and I just had a, you know, a negative connotation on it for sure, you know what I mean? And then as soon as the medicine was in me and fully, I just was like, wow, this is what this is about. And this was basically when it started fully doing medicine journeys all the time at, you know, 18. And it just, yeah, it opened me up so much on so many different layers. And I'm so grateful for that, you know. And I would, it's funny that I tell everybody this, and some people might laugh and be like, this gets crazy, but I believe that, yes, everybody needs that. Everybody needs that. The layers are so deep, you're not going to unravel it any other way. That's why that medicine has been put here for us to unravel, you know, and that's why Babylon doesn't want it, you know. I mean, come on, you know, beyond marijuana being legal, all psychedelics should be legal.
Yeah, they definitely don't want that to be legal, because that'll just unravel the whole thing. That'll just take the whole layer off, and they're going to be like, we can't control these people. They're now Earth people again.
Right.
It's hilarious. I mean, maybe someone should take a hold of the chemtrail operation and start spraying mushroom spores on everybody.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Man, even mushroom spores and psychedelic spores and acid spores, all that stuff too, might as well spray some compost tea too. You know, these plants from all the chemtrails you guys have been spraying, like, fuck, can you do some compost tea in there and really help the plants, you know? I mean, don't back her out. It's like, you know, that's what I like to do, is with all these things that they got, like, hey, like, all right, that's a catch up, but think about what could they do to be really fucking cool. I'm thinking, you know what? The mushrooms dropping some psychedelic spores out would probably be the all-time best thing they could do.
I'll just spray a bunch of LSD all over an island, like, you know, just cover this island of Oahu, and just watch what would happen to the population, you know? I wonder if people would just stop driving, and they would go, hey, what's your name? my name's George. What's your name? Oh, I'm Fred. I never thought to talk to anybody before. You know, I don't know what would happen. It'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
It'd be so funny just to watch a whole population of 2 million just start tripping.
Right. Well, I think didn't they do an experiment with the soldiers in, like, the 70s or the 80s, I think, where they gave a fucking whole bunch of soldiers acid. And gave them all different dosages and shit, too. And I think they have it on full footage and everything. And the soldiers guys are worried, like, gnarly worried, they're fully, like, hugging each other and just chilling, and, like, guys are tripping, you know what I mean? Like, they're doing the furthest thing from being mean to each other or anything like that, you know?
Right. I remember once when I was doing a quick temp job where I was planting trees, helping out a forest, doing reforestation, and one guy decided to pop a couple hits of acid on the day. And, you know, when everybody else was just working like a program and putting the trees in, the guy doing acid was making this nice mound underneath the tree, and he was just perfecting it. And, you know, it was hilarious to watch that. Of course, he got fired, but we all did, kind of, so it didn't matter. But it was just a temp job. And it's just funny to watch somebody, how to do something correct. Because it just shows you, oh, yeah, this tree needs nurturing, and we need to make this nice, you know, not just throw its roots in the ground, and here's the next one, you know, like a factory. And just shows you, the psychedelics show you to slow down. Because really, nature's slow. We don't need to be going like this crazy schedule, 9 to 5, and everybody just zooming around. Nature's slow. Seasons take time to change. Trees take time for fruits to grow. Same thing. Humans shouldn't be... That's how far out off kilter we are when we're rushing around and not using time correct.
Right. Well, that's such a... Yeah, thank you so much for talking about that, because it's so true, you know, the getting caught in the time and stuff like that. And then, reflecting on nature and just seeing how nature is so, you know, maybe you want to call it perfect, but so beautiful. And just, yeah, it is. It's moving so slow, but it's moving perfectly. You know what I mean? And we're so programmed to... 9 to 5, here, gotta go there, gotta go on the full Gregorian calendar on time, you know what I mean? And, you know, that's what completely holds us in this dimension, is being stuck on that whole little, the time of, oh, right now it is 1 o'clock, you know what I mean? And, you know, and just, yeah, I think that's a beautiful analogy of just how, yeah, you know, like, nature just
is so much slower, and we all need to slow the fuck down. I mean, even me, myself, I'll go so hardcore just because I've been programmed like that, you know what I mean? I'm just an active guy, you know what I mean? I'll get caught just, you know, running around doing donuts, literally, you know what I mean? And it'll drag you mad sometimes, you know what I mean? So I think we all need to slow the fuck down on the roads, everywhere, with our own steps, with everything, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, man, absolutely. I mean, the whole program is that, well, here's the problem. Like, we can slow ourselves down, but then we have to go into their program. Like, you know, you have to do things in the program, running around, you know, getting things done so you can be living this life, you know, and it's crazy, but we have to be part of it. So it's tough. It's a tough situation that we're in, those that chant it down, that have taken the journey, and then we don't want to do their trip, but there's no really other choice, and we have to at least in some way conform to their ways, and that's what makes us go crazy, is actually having to fit back into that world and go, oh, I got to go wait in the line at a bank so I can cash my check. Oh, I got to go to the store and pick food out instead of get it out of my, you know, ground. You know, it's just ass backwards that we have to earn money to survive, to live on the earth, when everything we need is already here on the earth.
Thank you. It's all been provided for us. And I mean, Oahu is infamous for that. There are so many, you know, one of my really good friends who, you know, this kid that I dearly love, I mean, he's just an amazing, amazing ninja, born and raised in Oahu, and he loves it so much over there because he goes, look, all these fruit trees all around, and you know, even though it's full of Babylon for the most part on Oahu, even though a lot of those old schools have these, you know, 30, 40 year old lychee and longan trees and mango trees that are just dropping fruits everywhere. My friend just goes and raids the trees, and people literally have dropping fruits in the backyard, food, and they're driving to Costco to completely stock their whole freezer up, and that's where we're at. You know what I mean? People, we got food everywhere. There's an abundance, you know what I mean? Everywhere, but we're so programmed to go to the Costco's and go to the Walmart's and whatever, and stock up with more of this aspartame and MSG and all these gnarly artificial things. A friend of a friend is a, well, what would you call people that when, you know, people die, they like fill their bodies with formaldehyde and all that shit to preserve them? What those, you know, those people are called?
Morticians.
Okay, a mortician. So a friend of a friend is a mortician, and he's telling my friend how nowadays that they don't really even need to, like, fill people up with formaldehyde or any of those preservatives or whatever they fill the body up with, because people have so much fucking preservatives in their body already that the body, you know, before your body would kind of just rot away pretty quick and it would go right back to the land, just like compost. How, you know, it's a beautiful thing, but now, because there's so much preservatives in our body, you know what I mean, that we don't really rot at all, you know, and then if you want to put someone in a casket, you know, they fill them with, it's just, it's insane, you know what I mean, but it just shows you right there how much our food and all the preservatives are affecting us already, you know, in the last, like, 40, 50 years.
Yeah, I was reading about aspartame, because I'm going to do a show and kind of chant it down some more, about how one of the ingredients turns into formaldehyde in your body. So it's, it's wood alcohol is part of the mixture of aspartame, and, yeah, it actually turns to formaldehyde in your body. So, yeah, we probably don't break down too well. And it's kind of disgusting anyway. I'm going to chant down morticians in a way because, like, really, why it's so weird to do that, to fill some body up with embalming fluid and, like, take up space on the earth. I don't know.
But there's people that are paying to have that done. That's the fucking heavy thing. It's heavy that
a lot of money.
But it's heavy that people want that. When I'm done, fucking bury me under a tree. Please, you know what I mean? Like, I know I probably, I still got some preservatives in me, but I'm pretty organic now. Like, bury me under a tree, bro, you know? Like, fill me, like, if my family filled me up with a bunch of shit after I was done, I would be pissed. Like, come on, what the fuck? And then put me in a casket, put me in the ocean, set me free. We've been confined this whole life. The last thing I need to do is fucking my dead body put in a fucking box, you know?
Ew, no, it's disgusting to think about it, too. Like, just
fucking
what
nasty.
They do.
And then it's even more disgusting, the grave, whatever you call those people that go out, the grave robbers. You know, because some people are buried with their riches or whatever, you know what I mean? And then people go and fucking bury these people up, you know, and take their gold or whatever they're buried with, you know? Because, yeah, people are fucking just, I mean, that's what happens when you get disconnected, bad. People get extremely looted.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just listen to it outside. I got this whole family behind me who listens, who watches, you know, NFL football all day long and gets wasted. And I just listen to them out of balance. Like, I listen to how much energy is going into the game. How much they're just like, yeah, wow! And then they're just pounding beers and getting more wasted. And I'm just thinking, like, wow, all that energy goes, all that off-balance energy. What if, you know, what about the positive energy we could all put out? Like a whole sports stadium full of people cheering could be using that same amount of energy to change the world. Yeah.
Thank you. No, that's so fucking true. Thank you so much for bringing this up, because even you think of, okay, this is what a friend told me the other day that blew my mind. You know, and he's like, because of Boston Red Sox, you know, I just won the World Series or whatever, and he's like, he's been a Red Sox fan his whole life, and he grew up kind of, you know, Massachusetts or whatever, and he's like, you got to understand, bro, I used to get so stressed out before, like, any time the Red Sox were playing, like, you know, if they lost, man, I would fucking take it so hard and blah, blah, and I'm like, wait, you're just, like, a fan of the team. Like, you take it that person. And the reality of it is that's how everybody is that are really into that shit, you know? Because I wasn't that deep into sports teams, but I definitely really like teams. I mean, if they lost, I was definitely bummed, but I wouldn't, like, lose sleep over it or anything. But there's a lot of people that do. It's insane how much energy goes into that. And like you said, if we could redirect that energy into fucking, that's what they need to do, bro. If they need to go over an NFL fucking game and just dose everybody heavy with acid and mushrooms, bro, and see how much they care about the game after that.
The players would stop playing. They'd be like, hey, check out the ball. Have you ever looked at the lines in there? Whoa. You know, they'd be like,
right?
Yeah, it'd be hilarious.
The blades of grass look so amazing. Wow. You know, like, they, you know, and that's where we're at, though, is that that's how deep everybody is. That's how thick the layers are. There's sports teams in there. And then they got their TV shows, and they got their, like, you know, it's so much segregation and separation. My team, your team, I'm black, you're white. Where, you know what I mean? You work there, I work here. I mean, it's just so much, you like this, I like that. You know, there's so much, just, they set it up so good. I mean, you really, you know what? I'll give them an applause. Good job, you know what I mean? You guys have done well so far, but it's over now. You know what I mean? People are waking up and seeing, you know what I mean? It's a beautiful thing, so, you know?
Yeah.
Keep that vibe going, you know what I mean? And I would love to see somehow even direct in our own backyard, the Aloha Stadium, you know what I mean? Right there, somehow get everybody to dose every seat on over there with acid, and everybody sits down and just gets fully melted.
I mean, it'd be interesting. It'd be just amazing to see the world transform around you. It would be incredible. It'd bring tears to my eyes. It would be like, oh wow, because people automatically would go, I think, to more consciousness, and then they're going to probably go to their hearts more than they're going to go to their ego. And so all of a sudden you'd see a transformation like that. That'd be epic. That'd be epic to see. I just, I don't know. Here's the thing is that I think about, just, you brought up about how people are waking up, and I think more are definitely waking up, and I think eventually this control system will fall like a house of cards. But like, what the problem I think is they are trying so hard counterproductively to our productive that people have to get up soon, because they're miles ahead in a way of a lot of people, because they're constantly pushing this agenda, pushing it further, and like encroaching our freedoms further and further. And I get to where I'm like, well, damn, people need to wake up faster and faster and faster. And so that's the challenge, I think, right now. And eventually, I know it won't continue on. I know that this system will be abolished, but it's a tough place we're in right now, because I see them working their asses off trying to get us to stay on their agenda. And then you got this other, you know, other people starting to wake up and get into consciousness, which is awesome, but it's a tough place. I mean, that's kind of how I see it, you know?
Yeah, I think just as much as there's people being extremely awake, there's just as much people falling extremely deep asleep, you know? And there is a balance to it all. I feel like, you know, the government, them, whoever you want it, you know what I mean? They're going to continue to do what they do. That's what they do, you know what I mean? And
we just continue to do what we're going to do, you know what I mean? Not worry, not put stress out, not fear, just live in love, you know what I mean? If it's all over after this phone call, great. It was an awesome journey, you know what I mean? If we, you know,
yeah.
we see tomorrow, let's live it every day like Thanksgiving, you know what I mean? And I think just, you know, sometimes it's where, to me, it all comes back to a balance, you know what I mean, of having that balance, you know what I mean? Being able to fully chant it down, but then being able to fully, fully disconnect from it all, let go and just lose it all, because sometimes the more you know what I mean, the more it's going to hurt you, the more it's going to kill you, you know what I mean? And I was a product of that. I mean, once I started learning all this shit so deep, I got pissed. I wanted to instantly do something, you know what I mean? And really, well, all you can do is take care of your own self. There's so much for us all to work on, you know what I mean? And, you know, I think definitely waking up to the truth of it all, but also just finding that balance of it all, you know what I mean? Balancing to really just disconnect yourself from it all, because really, at the end of the day, it all could be completely over in this body, in this form, and in this life, and that's not the end, you know what I mean? I definitely believe there's a lot more, a lot better out there, for sure, but when it's over, you know what I mean? We get so caught in just thinking everything. We want permanence. That's what, you know, humans, that's what they taught us. We just want to be hand-fed. We want permanence. We know that security. We want security, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, when you realize that life is completely so, you know, fragile and insecure, and at any moment it can be, you know, this body can move on, you know?
That's correct. It's just a small time in history, too. I also like to look at the big picture of, like, I think I brought this up before. I had a relative who lived 107, and she was born in 1900. And to watch in anybody's lifetime, somebody's life change more than anybody else because of the Industrial Revolution and the technological age and everything that just compiled so quickly that this is just a small section of life. This is a ramp they're building up, but what goes up must come down. And so it's just a small part of history on planet Earth. So it's always good to, you know, just because we were born in it, we don't know much more. There's so much more. And that's what we're finding out, is we're finding out we're humans on planet Earth and not robots in the system.
Right. Well, the, like you said, the Newton's law, you know, not even Newton's law, just the law of the universe. What goes up must come down, or at least on our planet, what goes up must come down. And then also the law of attraction. What you do, you're going to continue to bring that in your own into your own reality. You know what I mean? What these guys are doing are controlling and manipulating and stuff like that. It only brings one thing. It's destruction. It's termination. You know what I mean? And if that's what they're going for, they might get it pretty soon here. You know what I mean? Who knows? But it's not for us to worry about. It's not for us to get caught up in that karmic baggage. It's just for us to live, be a part of it, and attract what we want into our lives. And we want love, we want peace, and we want harmony. You know what I mean? And I think I speak for the majority of conscious-minded people when I say that. You know, I would think everybody, you know what I mean? That's what you want. And so just plugging into that, not plugging into their shit and their what they've created their own mess. Let them deal with it now, because that's what's going on. They're dealing with all their own shit, and let them deal with it. You know what I mean? That's their own karma. It's not our karma to get caught up in it, you know what I mean? And we can if we want to, but that's not a part of it, you know what I mean? That's only going to run you right back into their system, you know?
That's correct, because that imprisons us, too. When we focus on the control system too deeply, it sort of just keeps us in there, too, yeah. Because we got to remember to enjoy life, and life is amazing, too, and there's so much to enjoy also, too, and to live life to the fullest and getting back to being a human being, and that is maybe, you know, that's the mission, is just, you know, returning to being a human being and helping others along the way. That's all we can do.
Right. And spreading the love, you know, spreading the love. Stop, you know, we become so sheltered in our own self and not sharing the love, just sharing the experience with each other and just being respectful, you know what I mean? We're all here on this planet together. You're not any better than anybody else. You know, we're all the same. We're all one, you know? And just really focusing on that, you know what I mean? And really, I think that's such an important thing to do nowadays, because it's so easy to get on the negative track, and when you're doing that, you're just feeding that Babylon grid of gnarly energy, you know what I mean? Get on the positive train, feed the other grid, because there's a lot of people that are on that and happen to that, and I believe, you know, that's a very powerful thing. And the thank
that's
you,
right.
You know, just for me, it's like, you know, it's so easy, especially doing a 9-to-5 and getting, you know, with the kids and all that, getting caught up in the system to get caught up, you know what I mean? And for me, you know, the biggest practice has been, like, when I catch myself being negative, you know, just really just going through the list of thank yous, you know, thank you for my health, thank you for the air, thank you for the sky, thank you for the sun, thank you for my family, thank you, you know, just going through the list and just thank you, thank you, thank you, the little things, thank you, toe, thank you, hair, thank you, you know what I mean? And just when you start just turning that page around, it's so powerful, you know what I mean? And that's been my biggest practice that I really need to work on, because it's so easy for me to kind of
but on a negative train, started thinking about this. I'll see a cancer show and be like, fuck, what the fuck? You know what I mean? God, dog. You know, see another one, holy shit. You know, and then all of a sudden it just kind of continually rolls on. You know what I mean? And again, it's the law of attraction. Now you're attracting this negative shit into your life. You know what I mean? Instead of stopping and going, oh, whatever, chemtrail, you know what I mean? Just going, oh, thank you, hell, thank you, you know what I mean, for the good food that I have. Thank you for the family that I have, you know what I mean? And I believe that that is so powerful right there and so healing, you know what I mean? And we all can heal ourselves, and we all need to know that, that in these times that we can heal ourselves and we will heal ourselves, you know what I mean? And that's
right.
The most important thing is that we give our power away to everybody else. We want somebody else to come and heal us. We want somebody else to do it for us. And it's like, no, no, no. You're the only one that can heal your own self, you know what I mean? And every wise elder I've ever been around that is that somebody would label them as a healer, that's what they would tell you, is I'm not a healer. I can give you a guideline, but you're the only one to heal your own self, you know what I mean? And we got to take back that power. Take back that power, you know what I mean? We've given it away on so many levels, the sheeple people, you know what I mean? And just, you know, take back that own power. You are love. You are, you can heal yourself, and you can, if you need to, heal somebody else too, because there are people that need to be healed, you know what I mean? And, again, just sharing that love and helping one another out, and, you know, just being conscious of the law of attraction. You know what I mean? If you're going to be stuck in, you know, thinking about all the negative shit they do, you're kind of a part of it. You are a part of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're getting
right.
Accepting that bubble, you know? Pop out of that bubble. And that's why we can come here and we can chant it down for an hour. And once it's done, we go and we get back into our lives and live and, you know, and just be in the love. You know what I mean? And there is some fun that, you know, there's a lot of fun in, you know, knowing the truth of it all, laughing at it and doing things like this. So thank you for having an avenue to, you know, vent it out, if you want to say.
Well, and yeah, being thankful for being aware in this time is awesome. I mean, just be thankful that, yeah, I'm glad I know about chemtrails, and I'm glad I know about the control system, because I know
right.
that it's there, and I know that I can separate from it and be me. But be thankful
right.
for that, and be thankful for all the little things before you go to bed every day, every night, and just be thankful. And just, you know, we don't have to stay in the negative, but we chant it down too, because we have to live in the world. And it's just like you were saying, the continual medicine journeys, also a continual, if we can't have time for the medicine journeys enough, then we can continually just chant it down and remember who we are. And that's it.
Right.
Remember
so
who we are.
The full therapy session, you know, for me at least, I feel like when I come on,
yeah.
I'm just releasing a lot of this shit, like, oh, okay, here we go. This is my time to kind of like let it out and release it, you know what I mean? And it's important to know that too, because, you know, you don't ever want to hold on to anything. Just let it go and, for me, and I think that's, you know, what you, me, and AA are real similar, is we kind of just tell it like it is, and you know what I mean? Like, there's a beauty in that, just letting it flow and not holding on to your thoughts. And, yeah, sometimes it might come off a little rude to people or whatever. I don't ever mean to be disrespectful. I'm just calling it like it is, you know what I mean? So if you take it the wrong way, that's your own perception of it, you know? You can put a negative
or
positive.
Well, the truth is love anyway.
Exactly, you know, so. That is,
you know, giving
you know,
out the truth is love. Yeah.
Right. You know, Brother Lewis, I gotta go. The kids are going crazy and stuff. And,
okay, well, no worries. Thanks for coming on Chant It Down Radio. And
really?
I don't think AA is going to be making it back on either, so we'll do another session as soon as we can, and we'll keep chanting it down. This is like a platform for us, a venting, and it's just, it's, you know, it's, this is no different than we are in real life, just chanting it down right here live on Chant It Down Radio.
Ruth, and thank you. Thank you for having a platform, and thank you for anybody listening. Hopefully this is inspiring, and live in the love, you know, live in the moment, be present, be here, be now, you know, and everything's fine. We'll all be all right. You can heal your own self. Live in love.
Yeah, brother. We'll catch up soon, and keep chanting it down, and get tend to those kids, because they're the important future of Brother Frankie and important future for the earth. So. Much love to you, my friend, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, and enjoy your Thanksgiving.
You too.
And giving thanks every day.
Exactly, and enjoy gathering with your family and community. It's important.
Very important. Much love, everybody. Aloha.
Aloha, brother. Roots.
Gee.
Scary. So there goes the Brother Frankie. And, yeah, this is just another roundtable chant down on Chant It Down Radio. You know, we get together when we can, and it is always difficult to coordinate and get people together, but that's what the show is. Besides, well, and one of the many things the show is a platform for people to vent. So if I have any callers out there, please call in if you can. You know, we'd like to get some callers. I did a little earlier of a show, being in Hawaii. You know, we are late. But like I say, most of my listeners are on the archives, and the listener base is growing. So thank you, whoever is listening and spreading the word. Much appreciated. The listeners have been going up and up and up, and there's nothing wrong with that. If you're enjoying the message of Chant It Down Radio, share it with your friends. And I'm going to continue on plucking off the System Tentacle series here coming up soon on the radio. We'll be continuing that the show. The next show I'm going to do is excitotoxins, continuing on the food, a little extension of the food and nourishment show. So if you haven't caught up on the System Tentacles, episode 15 and up here on Chant It Down Radio is the System Tentacles, except for this one, which is, of course, a roundtable chant down, and whatever goes, goes. But love to, you know, continue doing that series of shows, and there are other archives too that you should check out. In fact, if you can, go to episode 1 and just listen all the way through. Each one's different, and a lot of it is scattershot. Some are better than others. A lot of it's spontaneity. You can speak. And then, of course, some of it's a little more structured, but got some great guests, and I always promise to bring great guests that chant it out on this show. So continue to expect that. And this is episode 18. Again, if it makes it easier for you, you can get this show downloaded on iTunes and listen to it at your own leisure instead of have to dig it out of somewhere. It can automatically download for you. That would be go to submit a podcast in iTunes, http://www.blogtalkradio/Loomis, spelled LUEMAS/podcast. And that'll get that downloaded for you and continue the show. In a way, this show's just beginning, and trying to improve every show in the best way it can be. And of course, to do this for free, this is something I don't get paid for. In fact, I pay a little bit just to do the blog talk radio show, and I don't mind. But I also, you know, if you'd like to support me as a host or an artist. I am a musician, a lyricist. I've been doing lyricism for a very long time, abstract hip-hop, and I do have an album for sale, and it is $11. It's called Waking the Systemites. My group is People Beyond, and if you listen to enough of my archives, you'll probably hear different clips of that CD, and it's a bit old, but it's stuff that I've been able to record in my busy life. And if you enjoy, support me, get a hold of me too. My email is stayrootslikethetree@gmail.com, stayrootsmusic@gmail.com, that's it. And send me an email. I get lots of emails, and I love that you guys support me, and it's great. And when you can listen live, please call in. I really enjoy that too. Haven't had many callers on the show, and well, you know, I know that if I had a regular time slot and a better centralized time zone, maybe that would be taken care of. But at least I get your emails and continue to shoot them out. I don't do Facebook, any of that stuff. Don't want to. Don't really like that whole social networking thing too much. But hey, anyway, it is all part of the chant down. And I hope you enjoyed this episode of Chant It Down Radio. Once again, this was a chant down with our friend Double A and Brother Frankie, both of who have connected as best as they could on this show. And we'll continue to keep on doing shows like this and come back together. But until the next show, chant it down and much aloha.
know you get farther. Mountain streams and warm ocean water. Found relief, my focus is stronger. Boundaries are broken in progress. How you think depends on how caught up. Doubt your dreams defeat your high calling. Valleys high within the green forest. Now it's time for us to move toward it. Out right here, you know you get farther. People beyond.
Are you awake now?
Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!
Waking up!
Are you awake now? Are you awake now?
To confirm?
Are you awake now?